Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. So, Lee,
yes,
for everything the UK has done to try to help Iran, to help Iran's proxies, guess how they get repaid?
Oh, let's hear it.
Their ship was fired on. UK flagged ship fired on.
I shouldn't laugh, but that is ironic.
Yeah. And they're now seeing there's three of them. That's the most recent update. From Fox News, fired on by the IRGC.
Now returning to Operation Epic Fury, a third vessel has reportedly been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz after the UK said the Islamic Republic attacked a container ship earlier today and is suspected of firing on another one. This after U.S. Central Command provided an update to the total number of vessels stopped by the U.S. blockade, writing on X, quote, since the start of the U.S. blockade against ships entering or exiting Iranian ports, U.S. forces have directed 28 vessels to turn around and return to port.
Okay, so let's review this, kind of what has happened here. Keir Starmer getting in Trump's way, sniveling little leftist, has done more to help Iran this week, along with Emmanuel Macron, than just about anybody but the Democrats. Because folks miss this. You know, they came together in that big multinational coalition and said, yeah, as soon as it's safe, we're going to patrol the seas out there.
Right. Gee, thanks, guys.
Right. As soon as conditions allow. Yeah. You mean as soon as Trump makes it safe?
Right.
Yeah, because you guys refuse? Yes, that. Okay, so Keir Starmer announces that's going to happen, right? But then he also announces that this 40-member coalition led by the UK and France is not going to include the belligerents. Who are the belligerents? America and Israel. So that's Keir Starmer telling the world, we have the moral authority, we are the coalition, we are going to patrol the strait, and America and Israel will leave. Then he says this. There will be no tolls. So he's talking to Iran and China, and he says there will be no blockades.
The strait should be reopened immediately with no tolls and no restrictions.
So what is he saying there? We're going to cut Israel and America out. They got to go home, and there's going to be no restrictions on the movement of ships, i.e. the blockade, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't hurt Iran and China, because right now they can't charge tolls because we're there, right?
Right.
They're not going to lose anything. So what is Starmer saying there? Well, Americans have to end their blockade on Iran. What, according to us? Yes, we have the moral authority of 40 non-evil countries that doesn't include America and Israel, okay? So he just did Iran a total solid there, right? Macron's standing right there. They're in agreement. Yes, America has to leave after they do all the safety parts. And guess what? Oh, yeah, Israel has to leave too. No more blockades. Now, you would think... you would think Iran would be grateful. I mean, after all, Iran just tried to blow up Diego Garcia, the Brit base that they share with us.
Yeah.
Do you think think Keir Starmer, the prime minister of that country, be a little sore of that? He didn't care. Did not care. Instead tells us to go home, because that's what he just did there.
Yeah.
You would think the one flagship they wouldn't hit would be the UK's. Nope, they hit him anyway. This just shows the mind-bending futility of the way the left handles Iran. Let me give you another example. Remember that was over the weekend. As soon as they thought that the, you know, strait was open, they wanted to take credit for it.
Right.
Him and Emmanuel Macron of France, right? So they come out and again invite us to go home. Israel can leave. No more blockades. And announce this. People missed this about the announcement too. They were so busy laughing at the idea of them patrolling the strait that they missed this part too. That they were going to consult with Iran as they patrol the strait. This just shows you the absurdity of the worldwide left's position here, right? Will you be consulting with Iran as they fire on your ships? Is that how that's going to work?
Exactly.
Maybe you should help them with a little targeting so they don't have to turn to China.
Wow.
They handed Iran everything on a silver platter, and Iran said, screw you, and opened fire. What part of this does the left not understand?
Well, the ridiculous part about this is that the Arabian nations in the area already know about this.
Yes, they get it.
They don't trust Iran, period.
No.
These Muslim nations there have completely said, we're done with Iran. We're done.
Now, you want to hear something crazy? In the week, in the weeks leading up to the multinational coalition of morals, saying they're going to take over the strait, we should leave.
I think there's another word that starts with M there, that coalition. Not morals, but morons. But anyway.
Yeah, really. I mean, not the will to live is not strong in these people, okay?
Exactly.
It's just barely there. Leftism will kill your will to live. But anyway, Keir Starmer comes out with Emmanuel Macron. Okay, if you're watching Emmanuel Macron, French Euroweenie, head of France, for the last 3 weeks, he's been partnering with Russia and China to help Hezbollah at the UN to block. Remember, Bahrain and these other countries wanted to do the patrol.
Yeah.
They also went after Hezbollah, condemned Israel for bombing Hezbollah, right, in Lebanon. All of this. Hezbollah is a terror group. It's basically Iran's army in Lebanon, right?
Which has been attacking Israel for years.
Yes.
And is and occupying southern Lebanon in violation of a UN order from years ago.
Yeah, and murdering Christians in Lebanon. They always leave that part out. These Israel haters murdering Christians in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Context is left out there. Yeah.
So after everything China, Russia, and France have done to protect Hezbollah, you'd think the last soldiers Hezbollah would kill would be French.
But you'd be wrong. Yes. Gosh.
I can't imagine what it was like for the families of the dead French soldiers to watch Macron continue to advocate for Hezbollah with China and Russia. So, you know, it's just fascinating, folks. Just look at the psychology here. What is Europe's endgame? They've already fired a long-range missile that, you know, was nuclear capable. In other words, could handle the nuclear payload, had that 1.5 meter space in it to deliver the nuke. Why would you have that? You said you didn't have a long-range missile. You said you could only go 2,000 miles. That was a lie. You've already fired it at the base. You've killed French soldiers in the last week. And they're like, no, we're going to help Iran. We're going to, no, America can't do the blockade anymore. They got to leave. Israel's got to leave. And their reward is the IRGC opens fire on a UK ship days after the UK insists we leave. Okay. What's your plan for the week after that?
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan? We just don't need U.S. bases. We wanted to get rid of them anyway, so we'll just let Iran blow them away. I mean, what is your plan, dude? How do you serve in a French military? How do you serve in a British military? You don't. They'll kill you, and your leaders won't care. These people can't run the world. We'll all be dead. But what it shows, Lee, and it really is fascinating, once again, the thing I've been saying, this idea, especially of these panicans and libertarians in this country, we'll just go about our lives. Now Iran will totally not fire that thing at us. These are their allies in Europe. Nobody has done more to help Iran than Russia, China, and France in the last 3 weeks in the UK, and they opened fire on them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do with the bases? They're going to hit those two. And, you know, there was one of the national security experts on Fox this morning saying, look, can you imagine what Iran will be like in negotiations when they have a nuke?
Yeah.
And you know what you'll be saying to them? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, if they had nukes, there would be no negotiations.
No, you can't even negotiate. And that's what China and Iran want. You can't. This idea of the left, well, we could be really good friends with them and they'll see us as allies and we're going to have a red-green alliance. By red, I mean communist.
Right.
Because they've had on and off, the communists have had alliances with the Islamists. You can't. They will open fire on you so fast. Which is why, thank God, Trump won. He is the only person on earth keeping us safe. I don't know what he's doing right now. I don't really explain. I really don't understand the Iran ghosts us, so we'll extend the ceasefire thing. Yeah. I'm not really following that. But with Trump, there's often days or weeks later a very good explanation. So I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So, but that's where we stand. And watch. The Uruguayans will, even after being fired on, will defend the IRGC over America again. Look, I don't ask the Uruguayans to like us, but I expect a little bit more motivation for them to survive, if nothing else. But no, they don't have it. Do not have it. It's incredible.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dexter writes, so you're saying after the British helped Iran by denying America the use of their bases to attack Iran, Iran repaid the UK by opening fire on its ships. Yeah, they did. Again, as recently as this week, the UK was trying to help Iran, putting out their multinational plan, which involved America and Israel leaving, ending the blockade, and the UK and France partnering with Iran to patrol the strait. How'd that work out for him? Iran was super grateful, right? Hell no.
Now returning to Operation Epic Fury, a third vessel has reportedly been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz after the UK said the Islamic Republic attacked a container ship earlier today and is suspected of firing on another one.
UK flag container ship. They will turn around and blow Keir Starmer's Uruguayan rear end sky high. Why? Because we're infidels. That's the whole point of this thing, to kill us. Would somebody please look up what these people stand for? It's incredible. Texter writes, the masculine DNA of Europe was wiped out in the trenches of World War I and the battlefields of World War II. My son believes this. And I think what was left came here. You had to have a certain pioneer risk spirit, non-risk averse spirit to come to the U.S. Texter writes, Tarek, keep in mind the Eisenhower will be in theater in a day or two, freshly armed with a laser weapon designed to shoot anything down. I don't know if Eisenhower has a laser weapon. Maybe I have to look that up, but I know that George W. Bush does. By the way, the reason it's not in theater now is because we had to take the long route. We couldn't go through the Red Sea because the Houthis and China are waiting for us to blow away our ships. We're going to have to kick their ass. We're going to take the Red Sea back. That is a key shipping route. You know what China's doing to Red Sea? They're blocking those European ships from coming through. And also they, last year were firing on our naval ships. They block all of the ships coming through to Europe and won't let them through. And they only let the Chinese ships through. They cut down the traffic to Europe by 70%. Why? Then they turn around and say, hey, you want to buy Chinese goods? Nothing else can get through. You'd think they'd be begging us for protection, not just from Iran, but from China. But no, they want to be ruled. They're like, somebody rule us, please, the Communist Party, anybody. Folks, the idea, I just keep hearing this liberal gnashing of teeth. We're going to be alone in the world. Well, better than signing a suicide pact with these people. Jeez. Texter writes, Starmer, Macron, appeasement policy, Chamberlain would be proud. Chamberlain would be proud. Texter writes, Trump needs to take that damn island. I know. And folks, this is where we are. Trump keeps making statements like, you know, hey, we're done. We accomplished great stuff. And they did. But folks, we've got to take Karg and we've got to take the Toll Islands, or China will. They already started when Trump said, hey, we don't care who patrols here. Not our problem. China immediately took it and started demanding that everybody buy their goods in Chinese dollars to pass through. Would have destroyed the petrodollar. Trump immediately reversed course, changed his mind, which was wise. We can't abandon it. We can't be done. And folks, this idea that, well, you know, we got 90% of the way there, and Trump said that since this weekend. I hope he's not serious. He may not be. That can't stand. I mean, we've already caught China rebuilding their ballistic missile supply this week. Again, I can't repeat this enough times. It tells you everything that's going on right now. You know that ship that we blew away the engine room? It was initially reported, hey, we'd found the dual-use chemicals. They need to reconstitute the ballistic missiles, right? Well, now we've really dug deep into that ship. You know what China, it came from China to Iran. You know what that ship was carrying? Other materials that could be used in missile construction, including metals, piping, and electronics. It was an assemble a missile kit. They were already trying to run it through the blockade. They're going to rebuild this so fast, and they still have the nuclear material. Do you know what a terror Iran will be after this? You can't stop now. You broke it. You got to buy it. You can't stop now. We can't stop now. Or we will be handing this straight to China. We can't just say, well, we set them back a long time, because you know what? They're going to catch up fast. And you'll have the Euroweenies patrolling beside Iran in the Strait of Hormuz and buying everything in dollars and saying yes or no, ma'am, to China. Can't happen. And it doesn't have to happen. Now, the good news is we had, folks, I was very disappointed in what happened yesterday. I mean, when Iran ghosts you and doesn't even show up to your talks, and you're like, hey, we'll grant you a ceasefire extension. Huh? The only way this makes sense, folks, is to buy the USS George W. Bush a few more days to get the lasers there. And that may be what's going on. And Trump doesn't care because he knows no one will remember this. Because if this is the real deal, and what he said yesterday was, well, we'll just wait till the Iranians figure out who's in charge and make us an offer. The ceasefire is going to go on 20 more years then? Till they hit the mainland in the U.S. with the nuke? Because that's what you just said. I can't believe he'd do that. That's just weakness. I can't believe he'd do that. There's got to be something else going on here. But yeah, yesterday was a little humiliating. Iran won. I'm not gonna lie to you. Iran and China won yesterday. When you don't even show up, you ghost J.D. Vance. And we reward you with an extension of the ceasefire? And we blame it on Pakistan because Pakistan asked us to? When are we going to figure out they're not our friends, by the way? But like I said, we're seeing the massive buildup heading there that has been heading there since last week. More than likely, this is what Trump's done before, which is dither and waffle around to get all the military assets in place. And then when he feels it's the safest to hit, that better be the plan. Because there is no other plan that will work. Not long term. Happy Earth Day. With the New York Times reporting in 25 years, East Coast beaches may disappear. That's right. In as little as 25 years from now. At the most likely rate of water rise, some experts say, most of the beaches on the East Coast of the United States will be gone in 25 years. Why is that? They're already disappearing at an average of 2 to 3 feet a year. What I didn't give you was the date on that article. September 18th, 1995. Yeah, just another hoax. So many hoaxes on the left. I've made a living off them. I just sit here and debunk hoaxes all day. That's how much of the left-wing narrative is fake. Look the article up yourself. You can still find it. New York Times. I can't believe they left this online. It's kind of embarrassing at this point. Scientists say Earth's warming could set off wide disruptions in it. They claim that continuing rise in average global sea level, which is likely to account for more than a foot and a half by the year 2100, would inundate parts of many heavily populated river deltas and cities and make them uninhabitable. And the East Coast beaches may disappear in as little as 25 years from now. Well, I was in a panic, you know, because I want to take my family to the beach this summer. And gosh darn, yeah, still there. Still there, just as they always were. And will be 25 years from now. So, folks, the New York Times has been manufacturing climate fakery for decades. And unfortunately, the fossil fuel energy restrictions the Democrats have put in place because of it over the decades, as a result of the fakery, have skyrocketed the cost of energy. In fact, Barack Obama once said that was the goal, to skyrocket the cost of energy. We're still today in California fighting to bring down the gas price. I mean, we're trying to open refineries and Gavin Newsom's fighting us while blaming the Iran war for gas prices. They can't get average gasoline per gallon price down below $5. Why? Well, they're fighting the climate change that isn't happening. They're fighting to save the beaches that are absolutely okay. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up since it's Earth Day. Meanwhile, folks, did you see this? Folks, the Democrats were not kidding. Never forget this. State of the Union speech. I can't play this enough times. When Trump says to the Democrats, he looks him in the eye, choose. Stand up if you choose the safety of the American people over illegal immigrants. They not only remained seating, they glared at him with hate in their eyes.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. These people are crazy.
Yeah, it's their governing philosophy, and you can see it live from Virginia, where a 19-year-old illegal immigrant creep came to America under the Biden invitation, part of the voter drive, in December of 2024, and immediately did what a 19-year-old creep seeking access to 13-year-old girls would do. Enrolled in school in Fairfax, Virginia. Yeah, they've got this great law there that says, if you're an English as a second language, future Democrat voting illegal immigrant student, you can enroll and stay there groping children up till the age of 22. Israel Flores Ortiz, thanks to Virginia state law and sanctuary policies, they say he's 18, but he's actually 19. An illegal alien was sentenced to a mere 360 days for 9 sexual assaults because Democrats hate women. That's after groping multiple female classmates, some more than once, in the Fairfax High School hallways earlier this year. A judge gave him the absolute minimum, being a good liberal and hating women as she did, and he will only serve 135 days in prison, about 15 days for each assault. His lawyers actually argued that it was all a prank. Ah, she should have just laughed it off. Come on. He was just kidding when he sexually assaulted you. Get over it, please. The defense alleged the federal agencies exploited the case. Oh, the poor thing. Due to Flores Ortiz's legal status, poor baby. His attorneys argued the conduct should be viewed as immature behavior rather than sexual gratification. Folks, I guarantee he gets out of prison. You just watch this. Watch what'll happen. He's going to try and make a beeline back to that school. He can. He's right. So they've asked the lunatic governor of Virginia, who's committed to the principle, American safety is racist. Hey, will you turn him over to ICE? No. Mm-mm. No. No, no, she won't, which means it goes out the door. They will try to put him back in school if ICE can't get him. The good news is he's going to have a hard time getting back into school with ICE on his tail. And so for the remainder of the Trump regime, we get to be safe. Now, if you're laughing at Virginia and going, oh, thank God, I don't live there. Well, I checked the law in South Carolina. Guess what age they can enroll up to in South Carolina? It's not much better. 21. Do they check your immigration status? No, they do not. So while we're kind of laughing at the Democrats in Virginia, we probably have illegal immigrant sex offenders trolling for women in our schools here in the public schools, or we could. Or we could. Unbelievable. After all of the heat this case has taken, Abigail Spanberger will not defend the young women, underage girls in her state, and say, hey, look, I'm going to let you put a nice detainer on them. We're going to hand you over. She won't do it. Just the absolute determination here to protect illegal immigrants, no matter how many women they assault. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's really no words for it. It's literally shocking. Holy cow. Texter writes, Tara, is it a coincidence that Vladimir Lenin's birthday is the same day as Earth Day? No, it is not. Texter writes, oh, I love it. Need to frame that New York Times article and hang it up at our beach house. Oh, you got to do it. So what we just did today, if you're just tuning in, New York Times forecasting 25 years ago that on this day, most of the beaches on the East Coast would be gone. How'd that work out? No, because of climate change. Like all the rest of their lies and hoaxes. Not so good. Unless you like to go to the beach. Beaches are fine. I checked. Sure looked like the U.S. Senate was going to backstab us, but good news yesterday, if it happens. Senator Lindsey Graham announcing a plan to fully fund ICE and Customs and Border Patrol through 2029. Folks, we have to do this now. We have to fully fund it for years in advance in case the Democrats get any kind of power and want to end immigration enforcement, folks. This is the insanity of the left. Understand what they're talking about here. They want to defund Customs and Border Patrol, the Democrats do, and ICE. That means no border enforcement. Move your terror group here, set up your terror training camp. Democrats don't care. And no internal enforcement. No border enforcement, no internal enforcement. They think this is a cool idea in the middle of a war. Gosh, help us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.